Now, I told you that we've got a bit of a wet weekend ahead. Let's go to Ben Domencino from Sky Weather. G'day, Ben.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Oh, mate, I'm all right, but we want a nice warm weekend, Ben. What's doing?
I can't deliver one of those this time, mate. There's a East Coast low moving its way down the coast on Sunday. So that system's forming near southeast Queensland on Saturday, and a severe weather warning has been issued for the entire New South Wales coastline and the northern and central ranges as well for heavy rain, damaging winds, abnormally high tides and dangerous surf. So it certainly will be a wet and a bit of a cool weekend as well.
When is the worst of it over the weekend so we know which period to avoid?
Right, the latest computer models have just come out and I've just been having a look at them. There's actually been a bit of a change to the timing of the low. So at this stage, the heavy rain will settle in along the northern half of the coast on Saturday afternoon and then spread along the rest of the coast by the evening. Once the low goes south of any location, though, we've got offshore winds developing, which will be dry. So for the northern coast, from Sunday morning, we've got dry weather returning. It looks like the East Coast low will move past Sydney around late morning Sunday at this stage. That means the worst weather will settle in about lunchtime on Saturday for Sydney, and it should have cleared out by about lunchtime on Sunday at this stage.
So when does it dry up? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, it's going to dry up pretty quickly. What happens with an East Coast low is you get winds going clockwise around the centre of it. So as the low's moving near the New South Wales coast, on the southern side, you've got onshore winds coming from the east. Mm. That's where you get the heavy rain. But once it goes to the south of Sydney, you've got an offshore wind. So I think on Sunday, it'll be pouring with rain in the early hours of the morning. And then by about lunchtime or early afternoon, we'll have offshore winds. And it could even be sunny into the afternoon.
Good man. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, mate.
Ben Domencino, who does a great job at Sky News Weather.